This is Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s with financial advisor Amy Leopold. Amy's training, experience, and focus on investment, retirement, and estate planning, along with insurance and family finances, gives her the opportunity to share the information you need for preparing for your future.
Hey everyone, this is Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial with your ABCs and 123s. Today, our topic is Death of a Family Member Checklist. Losing a loved one can be a difficult experience, yet during this time, you must complete a variety of tasks and make important financial decisions. You may need to make final arrangements, notify various businesses and government agencies, settle the individual's estate, and provide your own financial security. The following checklist may help guide you through the matters that must be attended to upon the death of a family member. Initial tasks. Upon the death of your loved one, call close family members, friends, and clergy first because you'll need their emotional support. Arrange the funeral, burial, or cremation and memorial service. Hopefully your loved one will have made arrangements ahead of time. Look among his or her papers for a letter of instruction containing final wishes. Such instructions may also be stated in his or her will or other estate planning documents. Arrange any cultural rituals. Notify family and friends of the final arrangements. Alert your loved one's place of work, union, and professional organizations, and any organizations where he or she may have been a volunteer. Contact your own employer and arrange for bereavement leave. Place an obituary in the local paper. Obtain certified copies of the death certificate. The family doctor or medical examiner should provide you with a death certificate within 24 hours of the death. The funeral home should complete the form and file it with the state. Get several certified copies, as photocopies may not be accepted. You'll need them when applying for benefits and settling the estate. Review your family member's financial affairs and look for estate planning documents such as a will, trust, and other relevant documents such as deeds and titles. Also, locate any marriage certificate, birth or adoption certificates of children, and military discharge papers, which you may need to apply for benefits. These documents may be found in any safe deposit box, or your loved one's attorney may have copies. Report the death to Social Security by calling 1-800-772-1213. If your loved one was receiving benefits via direct deposit, request that the bank return funds received for the month of death and thereafter to Social Security. Do not cash any Social Security checks received by mail. Return all checks to Social Security as soon as possible. Surviving spouses and other family members may be eligible for a $255 lump sum death benefit and/or survivor benefits. Go to ssa.gov for more information. Make a list of assets. Put safeguards in place to protect any property. Make sure mortgage and insurance payments continue to be made while the estate is being settled. Arrange to retrieve your loved one's belongings from his or her workplace. Collect any salary, vacation, or sick pay owed to your loved one, and be sure to ask about continuing health insurance coverage and potential survivor's benefits for a spouse or children. Unions and professional organizations may also offer death benefits. If the death was work-related, the estate or beneficiaries may be entitled to workers' compensation benefits. Contact past employers regarding pension plans and contact any IRA custodians or trustees. Review designated beneficiaries and post-death distribution options. Locate insurance policies. The policies could include individual and group life insurance, mortgage insurance, auto credit life insurance, accidental death and dismemberment, credit card insurance and annuities. Contact all insurance companies to file claims. Contact all credit card companies and let them know of the death. Cancel all cards unless you're named on the account and wish to retain the card. Retitle jointly held assets such as bank accounts, automobiles, stocks and bonds, and real estate. If your loved one owned, controlled, or was a principal in a business, check to see if there are any buy-sell agreements under which his or her interest must be sold. Within 3 to 9 months after death, file the will with the appropriate probate court. If real estate was owned out of state, file ancillary probate in that state as well. If there's no will, contact the probate court for instructions or contact a probate attorney for assistance. Notify creditors by mail and by placing a notice in the newspaper. Claims must be made within the statute of limitations, which varies from state to state. 30 days from actual notice is common. Insist upon proof of all claims. A federal estate tax return may need to be filed within 9 months of death. State laws vary, but state estate tax and or inheritance tax returns may also need to be filed. Federal and state income taxes are due for the year of death on the normal filing date, unless an extension is requested. If there are trusts, Separate income tax returns may need to be filed. You may want to seek the advice of a tax professional. Within 9 to 12 months after death, update your own estate plan if your loved one was a beneficiary or appointed as an agent, trustee, or guardian. Update beneficiary designations on your retirement plans, including IRAs and transfer on death accounts on which your loved one was named beneficiary. Reevaluate your budget and short-term and long-term finances. Reevaluate your insurance needs and update beneficiary designations on insurance policies on which your loved one was a named beneficiary. And reevaluate investment options. This has been your ABCs and 123s with Amy Leopold from Ameriprise Financial.
A to Z and 123s is heard each week at the same time. If you have a question you'd like Amy to address from today's program or a topic you would like her to discuss, send an email to amy.leopold@ampf.com or call 507-831-4550. Join us next week for another edition of Ameriprise Financial's A to Z and 123s.